You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
On today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to rank videos on YouTube, probably one of my favorite topics. Yeah. We're going to be talking about generating views for years to come. We're going to be talking about a little bit with like monetization and affiliates. We're going to be talking about intentional ways to capture your audience. We're also going to be looking at different things when it comes to SEO, as well as long form keywords. SEO is search engine optimization. So we got a lot of packed in here for you. We're also going to be talking about actually some of the software we use when it comes to helping us in this process as well too. So we got so much coming in and we're excited to get started.
Welcome to the YouTube Passive Income Show, where we talk about transforming your life, ditching the 9-to-5 grind, and creating freedom in your time, money, and work with the power of YouTube. And now your host, Dennis Trufin.
So, George, I'm really excited today because for those that maybe don't know you yet or have, you know, seen you around, but we haven't shared some of your story.
They still don't know me.
We're now gonna get to know you a little bit because you've been working with me for several months now, and I think you caught the bug, and that bug is creating a YouTube channel.
Yes.
And in part, I think you were just seeing the back end of not just my YouTube channel, but other content creators' YouTube channels, and like just seeing the possibilities and like the opportunities that come with it. So you got excited and you're like, I'm gonna create one.
Let's do this.
And you did.
Yeah, it took a lot to get there. And in part, it's scary because it's just another commitment and it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. We actually have a whole episode coming out talking about the work that comes with being a YouTuber.
Yeah, and even in the last episode we talked about, you need patience because with the type of content we want to create, right, that evergreen content, you're not going to be trying to blow up or have the, you know, 10,000 views in a day or anything like that. It's that evergreen content to where we create it today and it might not produce anything until months down the line, right? So that part's a little bit hard to get into, but obviously I've seen the data. Obviously you're a living testimony. That's 7 years this month. And while you're creating that, while you've been able to create this, we've now been able to record the podcast and do the other things.
Yeah, right? you're seeing the power of YouTube and creating that freedom in your time, money, and work, because it is something that, yeah, it takes some time. Obviously, we're here to help speed up that process and that you don't have to take, you know, multiple years like I did to get to this
hopefully
point.
You'll help me speed up.
You definitely will, like just being in the space, because you're also in the academy.
Correct.
So you're also
correct.
Learning amongst everybody else as well too, and getting to hear other people's insights and, you know, hear, you know, all about the SEO and ranking videos, which obviously that's what today's episode is going to be about too. And I love talking about ranking videos, but it's like, it's that constant having that around you, which I think is so valuable. And so I'm excited that you got your channel up and running. Obviously, before we officially release videos, we've talked about this. You're gonna build up a little bit of a library. Actually follow through what we talked about in our first set of episodes on the podcast, which was actually create a list of 10 videos and have that structured out with our map method, right? So that way you can actually have an idea of who you're serving, how you're gonna serve them, and kind of give them the basics at the beginning, and then kind of have those as like places to lead people back into for future content.
Yeah. And again, being able to be on the back end and behind the scenes and to learn a little bit, I do have a leap forward. So super grateful for that. But even with that, it was still hard. It's still, you know, nerve wracking. Again, you get all the thoughts of, should I be doing this? Somebody else is already creating this. Like all of those things naturally come up and that's okay.
Yeah, and that's definitely okay. And I think it's great to acknowledge those things. And honestly, that's why we have the community that we have, like with our academy, because we understand that that is so difficult. So we wanted to curate a space that people can understand you a little bit more. Like I make this fun joke that, you know, for me, I could talk to my partner all day about everything I'm doing with YouTube, but they don't understand me the same way that like somebody else who's been doing YouTube for a couple months to a couple years understands me. And so like just being in a space that other people are doing the work, learning from each other, growing with each other, taking great experiences is so powerful. And, you know, like you said, even with having me in your space, it was still like some work to kind of put together, especially like getting that courage to get started is a huge leap forward. I think it's one barrier that's of many that you get to cross. And, you know, doing this one is the first step, and then releasing your first videos are going to be the next thing as well.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell people your YouTube channel?
Yeah. So it's actually going to be in tandem with my wife. She is going to be doing it. It's called Simple Cooking. Simple Crockpot Cooking with Ariel. And I even butchered the name.
Don't. You know my story. I butchered the name of my channel on video on my very first video. Like it was the best thing ever. So
correct.
You're in good company.
So the reason why we're even doing it is because essentially we've in our community, we've learned that a lot of people are either having a hard time cooking, right? Because they don't know how or whatever it is. And then also cooking on a budget. Right. Yeah. Just because of all of the things, whatever your circumstances is. Right. And then also my wife has her bachelor's in nutritional health. Right. So it's like we're adding that to the mix too. Yeah. It's like, how do you cook with a crock pot healthy? Right. Yeah. Cause you know, and we're not, it's not all going to be healthy. Right. But we're going to add that mix in. But the whole premise is simple cooking with a crock pot.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So and you know, it's funny because, you know, one of the things we talked about was like, oh, other people are already doing it. Why now? Why me? Why all these? It's like you have a different voice. You have a different approach to it. You have different skill sets that other channels don't have. And so there's always going to be opportunity. We talked about it in a previous episode that YouTube is still growing.
Yeah.
It's the amount of people that are viewing it, where it's showing up. It's bigger on TV now. Like it's like the most streamed platform.
Platform. Yeah.
As a whole with YouTube and YouTube TV. So like there's so many great avenues to take. So it's a great time to be on YouTube, and it's great that you're getting started in 2024, because it's going to be exciting to see where this takes off for you.
Yeah. And again, even more so, right? Why now? There's plenty of other people that already have that. I did the research on it, right? I've seen other channels that have 100,000 subscribers, multiple channels that deal with crock pots and all this other things. But we have a baby on the way, and she's a stay at home, like home wife or whatever term you want to use. So she'll have a little bit more freedom to do it. And I'll manage the back end, right? Yeah. That's part of what
you know the back end pretty well.
Yeah, you know, so CEOing and all the things, and then letting her do her thing, because that's, you know, her specialty.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of SEOing your content, let's go ahead and get started with today's episode.
Well, let's do, please.
All right, so as we mentioned, today's episode is how to rank videos on YouTube. So we're going to just very quickly kind of go over some of the important things of ranking videos and why this is going to be the case. And then we're going to talk about some strategies on ranking your videos. Now, we do videos like this or podcasts like this from time to time because ranking your videos is kind of our bread and butter. This is like the thing we love to talk about the most. This is the most impactful way to be able to create passive income long term.
Yeah.
Pretty hard to do if you're trying to become a viral video and it hits one time and all these things. We're very intentional with how we get our views and who our audience members are. So for us, you know, the importance of ranking a video is that you can actually generate views for years to come. Right. You know, like you could create something today and then 3 years later, still having people commenting, watching the video, getting ad revenue, getting affiliates, sales, any of those kind of means because of how you're being intentional with ranking your videos.
Correct.
And like I said, this also generates that income consistently, because if once you get your videos ranked and they're doing really well on the platform, you know, you're just going to see those views coming in at a regular pace. But one of my favorite things is that I've told people of like, I can stop making any videos and just kind of like sit back for a little while, and like, most often my videos views and income and everything will kind of stay pretty steady. Right. Where a lot of content creators, unfortunately, when they stop producing content, they see a pretty big drop in their ad revenue. And that hurts my stomach just to think about it. But like being in a space where I've created kind of like a shield, it's not obvious, nothing is impervious, right? But like I've created a shield to be able to create this passive income, whether I want to be working or not. And now I love working. So, you know, it's a great place to be. But if I want to go on vacation for a month, I don't have to worry about like really producing more content if I don't want
to. You have a buffer. It's your PTO.
Exactly. And then also ranking videos, and we talk about this in a previous episode where we talked about like thumbnails and titles, you know, being intentional with like what you're bringing to your audience and how you're bringing it. You know, you want to be truthful, you want to be honest, you want to get to the point with the content that you're creating as quickly as possible, because that leads to this constant viewership that's going to be coming to your video content as well too.
Yeah, it's something we like to say is stay true to what you say.
Yeah,
right.
Stay true to what you say. I think there's value in being truthful and honest and getting right to the point with content, you know, because of that. And so, like I said, it generates income, it generates views, it generates awareness of your brand as well too for the long term. And then also too, if you want to continue to learn more about ranking videos, we have, like I said, multiple episodes in the back that we've produced and more that's going to come out. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. One episode we had, which was Mastering YouTube SEO, it was episode 12.
Yeah,
so
I believe so.
So that one is one that we would recommend to go into and and kind of listen to as well, because it's going to be some of the same things we talked about here in today's episode, but like reiterating things is so important
in different ways.
You're going to hear it differently. And also like it's the Kaizen thing. You know, you're going to get 1% better. You're going to hear some new things. You're going to experience some differences in your ways of showing up on YouTube, that you're going to take the information again and again and continue to grow on that information. I still learn about YouTube every single day. Like, that's one of my favorite things. And I think that's why I, like, when we host our academy, like, people really gravitate towards me, because I'm so fascinated by the algorithm, how it works, how to get my videos ranked, even to this day, even though I figured out for the majority of it, like, mastering it, while there's still new opportunities for me to continue to get better. And YouTube just gives me so much of the data to be able to continue
to go ahead and do that. Yeah. Yeah. Really quick, let's go back. And because you were talking about consistent income, you mentioned ad revenue, right? So what are the other typical?
Yeah. So with, especially having your videos ranked on YouTube and you're being so intentional, like affiliate marketing, which is where you promote somebody else's product and you make a cut of the sales, or, you know, somebody signing up, you know, those videos that are getting views 3 years down the road are getting people signing up. Like, we still get people signing up for videos that I haven't made a sequel to, so to speak, for years.
Yeah.
You can also obviously have brand deals, but those are usually like one-offs, right? When you produce the video, but you can also, you know, maybe have it where you have some kind of deal with them for older videos to continue to be produced. We've actually had some people, and ourselves as well included, work into contracts that companies have license rights to our videos to use however they want for ads or whatever, up to a year. And then we can renegotiate if they want to keep using it, which generates more income for us for having almost done nothing. Right?
Correct.
So that's always a great
one. And I just wanted to bring that up. Like, again, I know we're talking about SEOing, but this is part of it.
Yeah.
Right? Is like, how can we SEO to benefit the video, but then also the ad revenue, the affiliates, and anything else that could generate that income.
Yeah, because like realistically, we're running businesses, right? So we get to have income coming in. I get to feed my dog, right? That's always like the fun joke. I get to make sure that she's fed. And so in order to do these things and grow our business, we get to have income coming in. So it's never negative for us to focus on income on top of like getting our videos ranked, because they're almost like in a way interconnected, especially if we are making content that is so relevant to the affiliates that we're talking about.
Yep.
It's such a great place to be. And honestly, I've never been happier making money, because I'm actually doing good things for the world, for the people that are watching the content. And then I get to, you know, again, feed my dog, take care of my household, and then also, you know, grow the business to help reach even a larger audience at that point.
Yeah, no, I love that. Okay. So one thing is, how can you better your SEO?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So search engine optimization is so critical when it comes to ranking your videos, right? So what we really want to do is pay attention to who we're trying to target before we actually either create our video or even honestly write the video. And I talk about this a lot in our academy too. And I try to catch our members to be like, how about we SEO your content and then create your script? Because then you can kind of utilize that as like a back end of what you're trying to accomplish. And we talk about promise and delivery a lot, right? And so we talk about, you know, whatever we're promising in the video with our titles or our thumbnails, we want to deliver on that. But that's the same thing with SEO.
Yeah.
So with search engine optimization, you know, the title is going to have a big impact. Your thumbnail is going to have a big impact, but also what you say in the video is going to have a big impact. And then the tags inside your video. So when you're uploading a piece of content, you can add other phrases that might be relevant to the video. And we got to be very cautious with that. So just a quick example, right? Like, so if we're going to be talking about, you know, let's say how to change a taillight on a car,
yep.
You know, you want to be very specific with who the audience member is to change that taillight, right? Because if you have a very specific model of a car, you only want to use tags that are relevant to that car. Because if you try to, let's just say, like, you know, changing the taillight of a Tesla is like the most popular, but you're changing the taillight of like a RAV4,
yeah.
Like, you don't want to use a tag that says Tesla in it, because it's irrelevant to the channel and or to the video. And that's doing a disservice to whoever ends up potentially clicking on that video that's thinking that it might be a Tesla.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, and I've seen you, because again, we're in the academy together as far as that, but mentioning to the other academy members, like being more specific in those tags, like having a vague tag doesn't do you any.
That's a great thing, right? So like if you write a tag or even your title, right? How to change the taillight on your car, super vague, you're not going to rank for it. Like it's not going to do anybody any good.
Correct.
But saying how to change your taillight easily on a RAV4, or how to change your RAV4's taillight super simple, or tutorial on changing your RAV4's taillight. Like those are searchable things that people might be looking for. And we're going to talk about here in just a second, like how to actually even look for those things, because that's really important. But like what we're trying to get the point across here is when we are looking at keywords, we're not just trying to say like, For example, I know one of our members had something about retirement and their keywords were retirement, how to retire, and like a few other things. I'm like, how to retire from what? From your job?
Yeah.
From like, because you could retire from golf. You could retire from like, yep. I don't know, like a friendship. I don't know, whatever it is. Like it's so vague. Like we need to be more specific. How to retire before 40. Yep. That's a keyword.
Especially that's basically what he's talking about, right? Yeah.
And as long as that's what the video is about, that's what we want to hit. But if he's talking about how to retire by 50, saying how to retire by 40 is not serving the audience member, right? Because yeah. if they're looking for how to retire before 40 and you're talking about how to retire before 50, that's an age gap of 10 years. Like you're not serving the same audience, right?
Yeah.
So you want to intentionally get tags that are serving the person who's going to watch your video. And why is that important? Because when you get somebody to click on a video kind of like by means of which the content is not for them, they're going to leave that video so quickly and it's going to hurt your retention so badly that the chances of your videos getting ranked is going to diminish over time.
Yeah.
And that's the opposite of what we want. I tell people I'm not looking for thousands of views. I'm okay with some videos just getting a couple hundred views because it's so intentional for that audience member that the retention stays up really, really high. And so there's like multiple layers that we're focusing on here because it all plays into each other. So when I'm making a video, I only want the person that is intentionally needing this video to watch it. Correct. I don't want the 10,000 views on a video if the video search would probably only get 5,000 people. I'd rather get the 5,000 people that want to watch it than 10,000 people who don't care about it.
Correct.
Because A, they're going to leave the video quickly. B, I'm not going to make as much ad revenue if people are just bouncing off. And then C, no one's going to click the affiliate link if that's the intention of the video versus the 5,000 people. They're going to stay on longer. YouTube's going to love that. We're going to make more ad revenue and the high probability of them clicking through and signing up for the affiliate.
Correct. And I'm glad you mentioned the affiliate because we've seen a video where there was only 100 views. We actually did this in an early review, but that video still made
almost $700.
Yeah, almost $700.
Yeah.
That is views. A great conversion. So just to give you like, don't let the views scare you or upset you as like, oh my gosh, nobody's look at the other data. Cause we were like, oh, that's not great. We were testing something, mind you. And then when we looked at the affiliate, we're like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Because we were so intentional that even though this video, we knew it wasn't going to get a lot of views. We didn't think it was going to get under 200.
Yeah.
But like we were so specific on who we were targeting that the people that we were targeting were so high value that when they were signing up for products, like we were getting about $100 a sign up. So we made seven people signed up, which is a 7% conversion if you look at like 100 views, right?
Yeah.
And so like that's a really good conversion for us and we're happy with that because we're being so intentional versus like, oh, I just need to get as many views on this video is not what we aim for search, right? Our search is all about who we're serving and how we're going to best reach them by giving them exactly what they want. Now, obviously, as you're starting out, you're really kind of trying to fine tune this stuff. So we want to be very intentional with, okay, do we give all the information out? Do we split up the information? You know, we found that both kind of work for us. We can take, like we do financial apps tutorials. So we can say, all right, we could take one app and do a full guide tutorial, which is like 30 minutes. And that works for us. And then what also works for us is we could take that guide and split it up into individual videos. And that also works because there's different audience members that maybe want everything in one package. And some people that just want specific.
That one thing,
you know? So we really get to look at it, but the data is what told us that.
Yeah.
You know, so your data might say, hey, this person wants everything when it comes to the tutorial, right? Versus like, hey, I just need the super basic information and get me out of this video afterwards.
Yeah.
And we get to be understanding of that because for me, I don't know. Anytime I try to go look at like how to fix something, and I brought up the whole car's taillight thing because I actually did have to look up for how to change my taillight on my RAV4. And sure enough, I ran into videos that were 15 minutes long and I had to like sit there and skip and then just bounce out because I'm like, this wasn't for me. It's not for me. And I found somebody who was for 4 minutes, told me exactly the tools I needed, how to do it, and showed it step by step and then got out of there. And I'm like, I know I'm going to look for this person the next time I need to do this one again, or if I'm going to need some help with some car stuff as well too, because they clearly understood what I was looking for in search, which was, I just want my information and I got to go. Now
they delivered on their promise.
And that's the thing, right? And you know, so you might be saying, well, I want to do more story-based stuff, and that's great. And that would still work in search as well too. It's just a matter of, okay, if it's something that people just need right away, we want to be very intentional.
Yeah.
Or is it that something that we can kind of elaborate a little bit more on, because that's kind of part of the journey is like telling the story as well. you know, how many people get upset when they need to go look for a recipe? And I hear all the time, they're like, yeah, I went to go look for a recipe and they told me this like massive story and then got to the recipe. Obviously that's for SEO purposes, but like on YouTube, you actually get, you get more value out of giving them the recipe and then maybe telling the story later or doing a story in a separate video that's not intentional for ranking. But if you're trying to rank your videos, like clear cut and to the point is what I find to be the most valuable and taking out all the fluff from content. Like I actually tell our Academy members, hey, don't welcome people back because it's probably not going to be true because statistically it's like 70% of people are like new to your channel.
Yep.
But then I'm like, don't ask people to subscribe or like something that they haven't gotten value from yet. So I'm like, take and who you are. I'm like, take all that information and put it in the middle of your video because, and this actually still applies for ranking, right? Because when you're ranking a video on how to do something, get to the point within the first 15 seconds and then introduce yourself in the middle of the video because that's actually going to help you ranking on your videos because they're going to be more likely to stay on the video, which means YouTube is going to rank you higher and higher the longer they stay on your videos. So for me, I'm like, I don't even tell people my name. Like I have a little banner come up and then I just get right into it. So if I'm like, hey, today I'm going to show you how to utilize this so-and-so app. And then step one, step two, step three, sometimes I'll toss in there saying, hey, like, don't forget to subscribe or like the video to help us continue to make more free content and then get back into the content.
Yeah.
Right. Cause I've already at that point hooked them in, got them sunk. But if you're going to sit there and say, hey, welcome back to the YouTube channel. My name is Dennis and you should like, and subscribe, like they're gone. Maybe not everybody, but like,
forward or
yeah, or they skip forward, which actually hurts your channel too, or the video as well, because when they skip forward, like YouTube knows that.
Yeah.
Like they know everything about the video as well too. It's great. I love that. That's why I'm so intentional with the verbiage I use in my videos because they're able to pick up all of those things as well too.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's go back with, cause again, all great on the SEO part, but how can people search to pull that data?
Yeah. So if you're in a position of, cause so I'll kind of give it this way. My experience is most people say, oh, I know what I want to make.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, okay, great. Make those videos. But also, what does it look like to look for what your audience actually does need and what they're searching for? Like, what is their problem that you get to solve for them? And what happens when you get to solve one of their problems and then lead them into a video that you actually do want to potentially make, right? So it's like a give and take kind of scenario. I seldom see people who kind of are in it for themselves really do very well on YouTube versus when they serve their audience, they tend to do better.
Correct.
Right. And so for us, one of my favorite things to do, especially if you don't want to purchase any software or anything that we're going to be talking about later to kind of enhance this stuff, the best thing you can do is either go on Google or on YouTube. Both of them actually provide very similar data points. But what you could do is you start typing in whatever you're wanting to potentially search for and get an idea. Like, we're going to just do the how-to with a taillight, right?
Let's continue on that.
So we're going to type in how to replace a taillight. And then what happens is as you're typing that in, type it slowly because YouTube is going to start populating some suggestions. Now, they're not just suggesting it for like the goodness of their heart because they think maybe this is what people like. That's actually what people are searching for. I'm going to say it again. That is what people are actually searching for,
yeah.
Which means you have an insight in what people need and want when it comes to what you're talking about or what you're trying to serve them with, right? And so what happens is when you start filling in the how to change a taillight on, and then it'll show you probably at that point all the most popular questions for the cars, right? If you obviously don't have that car, you can't make that video. But then you might see like, oh, it says RAV4 is like, you know, eighth in line on this list. Clearly that's being searched all the time.
Yeah.
And so then you can continue to type in on a RAV4 and see if there's any additional keywords that come in after that, you know, quickly or easily or tutorial would fill in that end space. And so it's so beautiful that you have it like right there at your fingertips, so to speak, on YouTube in that search bar to be typing these things in.
Oh yeah.
And now there's even bigger ways to do this too. This is my favorite. So what I also like to do is I'll take certain words in that phrase. So let's say how to change a tail light on a RAV4, right? So let's say you do have the RAV4 and that's what you're going to make the video on. You're like, okay. So for me, if I were in your shoes, I'd be like, okay, well, what else is there a problem with on the RAV4 that people might have an issue with that needs to get fixed?
Yeah.
And you know, you might have some ideas, but you might not know all of them, or, you know, it might be interesting to figure out what is the most popular. So there's a thing you can do.
You're going
to
tell them the secret.
This is the secret. Yeah. So what you can actually do is delete the word tail light in this example. And you can do an underscore and make sure you have a space before and after the underscore. And what it'll do is YouTube will populate whatever phrases are most popular in that underscore space that you might not know what to fill in with.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden it's how to change an air filter on a RAV4.
Yeah.
How to change the front light on a RAV4.
How to change a tire on a RAV4
because it might be different. Right. Maybe it's all the same, but it doesn't matter. Because if you're changing
it on a RAV4, searched it.
So they're on a RAV4, you better make the video on how to change a tire on a RAV4, because right, that's going to be key. And so like, so what that spacing does is it allows, or the underscore I should say, allows you to fill in space that maybe you're not as aware of or thinking about, you know, maybe how, yeah, like how to change all these different things on the RAV4 will give you more value to help your audience, because now you have almost an unlimited amount of videos you can make, and you can serve your audience on this process. And then if you wanted to make videos on like why your RAV4 is your favorite, like you can have those videos still made, but like those are not going to rank the same way as how to change a tire on a RAV4.
Answer the audience's question first.
And then you could serve them with other things as well too, right? Like it's a beautiful thing.
Correct. And we're mentioning this is because let's say you're trying to change the door on a RAV4, right? You're like, oh, I had to do this. I need to record this. Fill in the blank. But that's not being searched. Maybe start with something else first to start getting SEO and ranked and all these other things. And then later throw in that video.
Yeah.
Right. Still have it, you know, sure. Why not?
Yeah. Cause if you're already going to have to do something, you might as well also. I do that all the time. I live my life that way. Like anything financially I have to do, I'm like, I'm just going to wait till I can record it, you know, and then make it a video. Even if it's not a lot of people watching it. Like one time I had to activate a debit card on an account, and I just waited till I can record it. And then sure enough, people need that. So you never know what people need. And then actually you do know what people need, but you also don't know what people will need in the future, you know, when those new things come out. Cause like maybe fixing that door is important. And then we go to the next step, which is our map method, which is mesh all playbacks. And so this is so important to ranking videos, because from all the data I've seen, the longer I can keep somebody on the platform on YouTube in their journey, the more likely YouTube wants to rank my videos, because they'll say, hey, every time we send somebody to Dennis, he sends them to more content.
Yep.
So we created the map method. And what the map method is at the end of every one of your videos, you intentionally are sending somebody to the next piece of content that either A, they might need, or B, they didn't know they actually needed and you're serving them, right? So let's go back to this, you know, fixing the car situation, right? So let's just say the taillight is probably going to be one of the most common ways to look for how to fix it on the something on the RAV4. So what does it look like to say, well, what's another problem people are going to have? Probably the air filter.
Yeah.
But they maybe don't even think about that, because you can't even see the air filter most of the time. Maybe you could smell it, but like most likely you're not going to see anything. So what does it look like to say, you know, let's say you're creating your video, and at the end of your video, instead of just saying, hey, thanks for watching, thanks for doing this,
Like, subscribe.
You say instead, you know, like, hey, we fixed your taillight. Now I want you to fix your air filter because it's so important for your health. And then you point to a video on your screen that is going to be the video on how to change your air filter on your RAV4.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, what you're telling YouTube is, yo, YouTube, I know there's other videos on how to change a light bulb for a RAV4, but if you send them to me, I will send people to the next video over and keep them on the platform longer.
Yeah.
And that is gold to YouTube. And it's like, it's the most incredible thing, because for us, one, you're getting more views, right? Because you're getting a second view. If you're already getting ad revenue, you're making more ad sense as well. But then the ranking on your videos just starts to skyrocket, because that's what YouTube wants. YouTube wants people on the platform longer. So if I'm doing the job for them, they're going to be more likely to want to recommend me or over some other person who's not sending anybody anywhere. And that every time people watch that video, they bounce out of YouTube and
they're done.
Yeah,
right.
They're done. You know, so that's a really important part of it to look at.
Yeah, it's the ecosystem, right, within. And that's part of why it's important to do the research beforehand. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Because you want to have it laid out. Like you want to know where you're sending your audience.
If you know where you're going to send them next before you create the video to send them to, right, it makes it even easier. I think you like to say is you're essentially working backwards. Yeah. So find what the video you want to create. Okay. What's a video that could lead to that?
Yeah. And when I say backwards, for most people, I'm like at least two videos, you know, back to back. I sometimes go up to like 8 to 10 videos of like a journey that I'm going to take somebody on. Like I know the journey somebody's going to take if they watch this one video, all the different videos that are going to go through. And I know some people might be like, well, what does this have to do with ranking videos? This has everything to do with ranking videos.
It's all together.
Because truthfully, you're doing exactly the goal that YouTube wants to achieve, keeping the people on the platform longer. And so I have seen it time and time again on my content, on other people's content, where when they are intentionally sending people from one video to the next, those initial videos just start ranking up so much higher. Like, you could see the click-through rate increasing, you can see the impressions going up, and it's just so much value, because you're promising and delivering.
Yep.
And then you're sending them off to another video, and it's just like a beautiful sight to see.
Well, let's go back just to give you an example outside of the financial space. Give you an example of the RAV4. What would it look like to create a video on, top five taillights for the RAV4?
Oh, yeah, right? Like the purchases. So then you're
recommending the top best taillights for this RAV4. And then it's like, oh, hey, actually, this is actually how you replace it now, too. Right. It's just,
yeah. So you're going even further back. So before the how to change your taillight, you're actually saying, here, like the top three bulbs to buy for your RAV4 replacement.
For the highest visibility, whatever it is.
Yeah. And then you do your video. Hey, here's number three, number two, number one. By the way, I got you covered on how to actually change it. And then you're sending them over. So again, if you keep working backwards, you know, you can just kind of keep going through that whole space. You could even do like, hey, top five tips on owning a RAV4,
yep.
Right? Oh, tip number five, making sure you have a replacement light bulb ready. By the way, I got you covered on here's the top three. And yep. Then all of a sudden you're sending people from one to the next, to the next, to the next. And then you're getting all of those videos ranked. All those videos are generating really positive watch time.
Correct.
Which is going to allow them to get ranked faster.
And the reason why all of this is part of the SEO is because one content creator that's talking about the same thing only created that one video. So they only stayed on for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. You created the three videos that are in that map method. Right. And now they just watched one, two, and three and stayed on for 12 minutes. Let's just say, right. So YouTube is now saying, oh, I like Dennis creating these videos versus that other one because they're staying on YouTube longer, naturally generating more ad revenue XYZ.
Yeah.
And that's why the SEO and map method and all of these things are important.
Yeah. And it is so powerful as well too. So, you know, for us, like I said, going through the search bar is a great tool. But then we also have paid versions that we can utilize too, which is going to be with TubeBuddy. You might have heard of them. They're an extension that can go on your web browser. And they kind of have a keyword explorer that does similar things that the search bar does, but with additional data, which lets us know how many people are maybe searching for a certain keyword, how many videos exist on YouTube around that. And so it's one of our favorite tools. I use it all the time. We always have it linked up in our description because it's so valuable. So if you want to use our link, you usually get like a nice, like 50, I think it's like 50% off the first like month or two. So
I'll find out shortly.
Yeah. Yeah. So make sure, yeah, because you're going to get it. So make sure that you do check that out as well too. Usually they do like a really big discount. So yeah. So make sure you try it at least for a month with getting SEO done, because it's a tool that I use every single day, even to this day, even with the experience I've had now, because I don't want to not have that information anymore. Like, it's so valuable that even with 7 years of ranking videos, I still want it in my back pocket. Like, that's how powerful TubeBuddy is.
That and it provides you the information you need way more quickly than it would take you to spend the time to research and all of the things.
Yeah. So there's also this thing that I love as well too, and I think this is so critical for me. And we kind of talked a little bit about this as well, where we don't really care about getting a high number of views on a video, because it's not about the views, it's about the intention. And so I love looking at we call it the power of low search, low competition.
Yeah.
So what does it look like to serve an audience where nobody else is wanting to serve them either, because maybe only 100 people are looking for this keyword every single month? TubeBuddy gives us that information, right? We could say, oh, wow, only 100 people are searching for this keyword every month, but no video of this exists, or like one video exists and it's unfortunately maybe not the best.
Not great thumbnails and XYZ. Yeah.
So what does it look like if we're going to create that video knowing that it's not going to, it's like a loss leader. I don't know if you've heard of loss leader in business before, but like, we're intentionally doing something that's not going to make us a lot of ad revenue or B, get us a lot of views. So like our time, and I'm doing air quotes, but our time is not worth it for a lot of people's perspective. Where for us, I'm like, those are my favorite videos. Are you telling me that I'm going to be able to rank number one in a very short amount of time?
Yep.
I'm going to be serving an audience. And then George, what happens after I serve that audience?
They'll be coming back without trying.
They're going to be coming back. I like that. Coming back without trying, because what happens is now if we serve an audience that is not being served properly, right? And we help them out, and we like YouTube sees, oh, wow, this video is getting a lot of retention because nobody else is making content. Then this is the only one serving them. The next time they are looking something around finance, we talk about this all the time, we're going to be coming up on their search or their home feed because we've served them so well.
won't even have to try.
And they don't have to try. They don't have to look for true financials so-and-so. They'll just look for how to do something on this financial app. And we're more likely to get ranked up higher because YouTube trusts us because we promise and we deliver on what we're doing for the videos. So they're going to continue to do that. So for us, low search with low competition is like a gold mine for us.
Yeah.
Like it's such a gold mine because what is it to do the same thing that everybody else is doing and try to compete, which we do. But like, what does it look like to truly serve an audience beyond the financial means, but knowing that long term, there's a positive impact for the channel as a whole.
Correct.
It's really powerful.
I love it.
So now there's also another way you can keep learning how to rank on videos. And that's actually learning the gaps that YouTube sees themselves on the actual YouTube platform. And so what's really cool is this is starting to roll out more and more. Right now it's on desktop and I believe mobile has just rolled out. So for the desktop version to get to this, I have it written down right here because it's like a few steps. So when you're on YouTube Studio, you're going to go to your analytics, which is typically on the left-hand side. And then you're going to have on the main page, there's going to be a section that's called Research tab. So when you click on Research tab, this is going to show you what YouTube is honestly on their end saying, hey, we need more of this content. This content's really popular right now. Like, can you make some of this stuff? And it's usually relevant to your content because when you niche down, which we talk about in previous episodes, it helps YouTube understand who you are. And when they understand who you are, they understand who your audience will be. And so they can go serve those people. And so with this research tab, like when we go in there, we can easily see which items that YouTube is saying, hey, there's a gap in the market, so to speak. Can you make this content? And it's nice. We can save those videos or those video ideas and then come back to them later. But YouTube is literally handing this information to us on a platter. Like literally saying, hey, can you make a video on how to utilize so-and-so feature on so-and-so app? And I'm like, yes, I can.
Again, and this is why from our perspective, YouTube is one of the better platforms to be on is because they're also trying to help you rank in all of the things, which is why it's super important to niche down. So that way they understand your content and it'll be naturally SEO'd a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. And when ranking, when you learn how to rank a video on YouTube, what's really powerful is if you already have some content on YouTube, you can go to your analytics and look at what's working and what's not working. We talk about this all the time. The analytics don't have emotions towards it. They're not mad at you. They're not excited at you. They're just sharing with you numbers and we interpret those things, right? So for us, what we like to do is you could either look at your channel overall and what it's ranking for or individual videos and how they're ranking. And you can get the information to say, okay, am I serving the audience properly? Am I using the right keywords to actually grow these videos? And YouTube just gives us all of that data. It might feel overwhelming at first, and it probably will be for most, but I promise you that if you take the time to continue to learn this process of like what they're telling you is working and not working with your reach on YouTube and like how you're reaching people through SEO, you're going to get better at this. And then when you get better at this, you're going to start seeing huge improvements over time with this process. And then, you know, you're going to be in a space eventually that you're getting views on videos that you made 6 years ago. And you're like, holy smokes, this is insane. Evergreen content is the way to go.
It is the way to go.
You know, and it's a beautiful thing. Now, obviously 6 years is a long time, but like you're going to be able to even do it in 6 months, right? Where you have a video you came out with 6 months ago and it's getting more views than the video just released yesterday. And that's always a great thing too.
Yeah. Now the videos are competing with themselves.
Yeah, exactly. I'm only in competition with me. Nobody else. You know, it's only my competition with me on getting my videos ranked and stuff like that too. So
yeah,
it's really important. Now there is an order of importance that I wanted to go over really quick too for getting your videos ranked. Now this might sound really interesting, but when it comes to ranking videos, the title is probably going to be the most important portion of ranking your video. Then it's your thumbnail, and thumbnails do matter. So we have a whole episode that we talked about, I believe it was episode 18, talking about thumbnails and titles, where we actually say that if you can keep it minimal on what you say on your thumbnail, great. Try to keep it different from what's in your title, but still get a point across of promising and delivering what's in the video. Then next is verbiage in your video, because YouTube will know what you're saying in your video. So I always start my videos out essentially with whatever the title is of the video, because I want to tell you, hey, you clicked on this video for how to do XYZ. I'm going to say that in the very beginning. Hey, today's video, we're going to be doing XYZ.
Yeah.
Boom. I promise I'm already going to start delivering it. So people are going to trust to stay on longer. Then there is the tags in the upload process of the YouTube video. We talked a little bit about that. Try to be less vague and more detailed about what you're trying to do. Don't add in tags that are irrelevant to the video. Don't try to put like other channel names or things that are just not important to the video, because you don't want the wrong audience member. The wrong audience member finding your video is actually the worst thing that can happen, because they're going to leave your video and it's going to hurt your retention.
Yeah.
And then lastly, in this section is going to be description. You know, you can put a description in there. Some channels like myself, I can get away with little description, but some channels, maybe like a paragraph or so, you know, with SEOing it a little bit, having your verbiage in there that you want to utilize, maybe even like the first couple sentences that you're going to say in your video, if you have it scripted out, just use that as your description as well too. And that's going to help you in that process as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we talked about it a few times, but I do want to reemphasize this because this is probably the most important part when it comes to ranking your videos. It will take time for them to get ranked.
Yeah.
You might have one-offs, you might have, you know, something that will get into ranking way faster than you expected. But for somebody who's been doing it for 7 years, I would say my average is about 2 to 3 months to see if it will perform very well. And then sometimes it can even take longer for it to officially get ranked in like the top like 1, 2, or 3 on whatever that keyword is. And that sounds like a long time, but when you're making enough content that you have all your backend content already generating views for you, you can have that patience and that time to wait. So for me, what I always tell people is be intentional, right? If you go for the low views and low competition or low search and low competition, you'll actually help yourself a little bit faster in the ranking category. Obviously not the view category, but the ranking category. And that will actually help your overall channel. But just be patient with it. Be intentional. Look at your data. Definitely the first couple of days, I just kind of let things coast. And then usually within a few weeks, then I'll start looking at the information to see if it's going to go in the right direction. And the way to tell that is YouTube has a little like gray bar that kind of goes along with your views and your watch time. And it'll tell you if you're above or below average for this video compared to your overall channel. And so for us, we usually want to be above average by about like month 2 to 3. Like within month 2 to 3, if it's above average, that thing is gonna sail. If it's below, if it's below average or if it's in average, I'll probably maybe leave it if I like the title and thumbnail. But if it's below average, then I'll consider starting to change the title or the thumbnail or the tags, or maybe it's a dud, and that's okay too. Like we're not going to hit 100% every time. Like, you know, sure. Basketball players, when they shoot, you know, like the basketball, like I don't know the actual percentage of like a good shooter, but like nobody's getting like 80%.
Correct.
Right. Like it might be like 50% that you're shooting not free throws, but field goals. So like really consider that, like you're going to have duds in your portfolio, and that's perfectly fine. I actually love leaving them on there because it just reminds me that not everything is going to work out. But yep. Then I have other videos I didn't think are going to do well and are some of my top videos, and it's incredible.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest part that people probably don't like.
Yeah.
Is, oh, this is going to take 2 to 3 months for it to possibly, right?
Yeah.
You know, stay consistent and things like that. But at the same time, without that timeline and you just giving it a few days or a week or whatever it is and be like, oh, it's not going to work out, and then you stopping, that also doesn't help you.
Yeah, that's actually right? the culprit of most people not getting videos ranked and creating passive income is because they do it for a couple of times and they're like, oh, this is taking too long, and then stop. I get it. Time is precious, but also like now I'm in a position where I could sit back and relax because of the time I've put in already. Like nothing is truly passive at the front end. You always yes. have to put in the time and the energy or the money to be able to get to that point. And this is nothing different, right? Like if you're going to, I know people listen from Dustin's Master Passive Income podcast, you know, it takes time to build up true passive income, right? Like you buy your first rental property, you make $100, $200 for that rental. That's not like full passive income, you know,
especially
but like
the amount that it costs you.
Yeah. But like you get to like, you know, 10 houses, all of a sudden you're making a couple $1,000s. Like that takes a little bit
there
of time,
you go.
You know, yep. And then you start having this passive income that comes in, and it's a beautiful thing. And I don't want to ever tell somebody like, oh, you can create passive income quickly. Like I wouldn't want to lie to somebody just as much. I wouldn't want to lie to somebody about a video that I'm creating. So the truth is like, yeah, you get to be patient with it, and you get to put in the time and effort and energy, but it yields such great results. It is so incredible.
Well, and with anything, right? Consistency is key, regardless of the results, yeah, right? And let's just tie this into the gym or eating healthy, whatever it is if I eat healthy for 2 weeks, I'm most likely not going to see a big difference, yeah, right?
You got to do it for time.
Correct. So, but if I eat healthy for 2-3 months, I'll probably start seeing the results, right? So
And usually those results are like, small. They're not like massive right away. And again, you can have one-offs truly, but like realistically, it's going to take time to see like the big changes.
It's the compound interest of time.
Yep.
And I think that's the best part, right? Because for someone that gets 10,000 views today, but then gets nothing for the rest of the time versus our typical videos getting 50, 100, 200 a day, you add that up over the course of the time, that's going to surpass that immensely.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's yeah, it's evergreen. It's powerful. It's passive. It's incredible. I can't say more about it. That's why we have this podcast. And if you're somebody who's, you know, going through this and you're like, man, I am struggling with like staying consistent or like, you know, doing the work, come join our academy.
Yeah.
Right. Like we have this here. We work with you. We talk about things. We hold you high. We put things in place. Like we see some really great results from our members already that have been in it. So if you want to kind of talk more about it, reach us in the show notes down below. You can join on a quick call to see if we're a match, because we only want to work with people who are interested in ranking their videos, who are interested in creating passive income long-term and are willing to do the work and are wanting to be in a space with others that are collaborating together to help each other grow for the long-term. That's the space that we've created ourselves. So
yeah,
you can reach us out in the show notes down below if that's in your space. If just listening to this podcast is what you need, fantastic. And thank you so much for listening as well.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Thank you again for listening to the YouTube Passive Income Show, which is part of the Master Passive Income Network. Now, in this episode, we talked a lot about some resources, which we'll have linked up in the show notes down below for you, including our 7 days to uploading your first YouTube video, which is going to be a checklist that's entirely free for you to utilize, again, in the show notes down below. Have a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you next week.